Shalom to all. Today's episode of Shalom Psachim Daf Tes Zayin. We are starting Tes Vav Amud Beis about 4 lines up for the bottom with the words Mantan Olayer Elcha. And if you're interested, it's right at the beginning of Yud Daled Amud Aleph. And today's office sponsor Lili Nishmas Mars Merim Sar Bas Reb Yaakov Moshe Her Nishama should have an Aliyah. So we're asked Mantan Olayer Elcha. Who's the Tan of our Mishnah who says the Chametz Shavu of Pesach is also with a lav? And the answer is Reb Yudah. The Tan we have a Brisa. Ha'il Chametz Mishay Shas Ulmalo. Somebody eats Chametz past 6 hours of the day erev Pesach. V'chein Chametz Shavu of Pesach. Also Chametz which is over Pesach. It's already after Pesach and is Chametz went through Pesach, being owned by a Jew, that's a lois asay, v'im by karis, but there's no iser karis, the Rabbi Yehuda is Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. So you see, Rabbi Yehuda is the mandam of our Mishnah. Tess Amin Alpha on top, we continue, Rabbi Shimon, and Rabbi Shimon says that no, kol she'im by karis, aim by lois asay, that if there's no chi of karis, so then the person's not over lois asay. Remind Rabbi Shimon, but aser, shu aser. Rabbi Shimon agrees, in regards to the iser of this, it's still aser, one's not allowed to eat chametz shel v'pesach, or chametz from 6 hours and on, but again, he's not going to be over lav. So the question is, isurei mahu, what is the iser in Shitas Rabbi Shimon? So Rabbi Yirmi Amar, he says, Isur Edvar Taira, the Isur is Midai Raisa. We know that before Pesach, there's a Chiv Tashbisu, which is the Chiv to destroy Chametz. So that means a Mishay Shaisul Mala. There's an Isur Dai Raisa to have it. And after Pesach, it's only Asur Midrabanon because he was Ivar Bal Yiras. So it's just a Knas making an Asur Drabanon. But that's what Rabbi Yirmi means, that it's Isur is Dvar Taira, Mishay Shaisul Mala. There's this Isur Midai Raisa to have it because of the Chiv of Tashbisu. However, Rabbi Yirmi and Rabbi Yisa train Amrin, Rabbi Yirmi and Rabbi Yisa both say, Isur Midivrehen, the Isur is only Midrabanon. This is either like Rav Meir, that the Isur of Chametz from midday Erev Pesach is only Drabanon, or it could be that the Chiv to destroy Chametz, you're right, is Da'i Raisa from the Pasuk of Tashbisu. But in regards to eating it, that's only Drabanon, because eating is technically a way of destroying it. Now we go back to Shita's Rabbi Yehuda, my time is Rabbi Yehuda, what's the source of Rabbi Yehuda's Shita? The Chametz Achar Pesach is Asur because of a lav? And the answer is, the Pasuk tells us, Lo'echa Chametz Hayoim, really we're going to see soon that the word Hayoim is part of the next Pasuk, and the main focus over here is Manan Kaimen, what are we referring to in regards to the words Lo'echa Chametz? And Besoy Chamoyed, if you want to say the Pasuk's telling us that during Yom Tov, Chametz is Asur, Kfar Ksev, we already have a different Pasuk that tells us, Loi Seichel of Chametz. Ela must be, Im Eina Inyan Mesei Chamayid, if the Pasuk's not telling us that it's Asur during Yom Tov, Tenei Ula Achar Mayid, it must be it's telling us that there's Isur Lav, even with this Chametz, after Pesach. Now the question is, Mamakai Rav Shimon, Tamid Rav Yehuda, Loi Echel Chametz Hayoyim. What does Rav Shimon do with Rav Yehuda's Pasuk of Loi Echel Chametz Hayoyim? Seems to be pretty convincing, like Rav Yehuda. And the answer is, Amar Rabbon Bar Chiya, Pasuk Lo Rav Yehuda Glili. It could be explained like Rav Yehuda Glili. The Tanya Rav Yehuda Glili Omer, Rav Yehuda Glili says, Omer Ani, that I say, Shaloi Hoya Pesach Mitzrayim Elo Yom Echad Bavad. The Pesach and Mitzrayim was only one day, meaning the Isra of Chametz was only for one day. Shanam, because the Pasuk says, Loi Echel Chametz Hayoyim. And as we just said before, the Pasuk doesn't actually say Hayoyim. Really, the way the Pasuk reads is as follows. Very shall Amzach Hashem Asher 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 Mitzrayim Beis Havonim Ki B'chayzek Yod Hoitzi Hashem Escha Mizeh V'lo Yeachel Chametz. End of Pasuk. The next Pasuk tells us, Hayoyim Atem Yoitzim B'chayzesh Aviv. Today you're leaving in the Chayzesh Aviv. And the drush of Rabbi Yisrael Glili is that we connect the end of the first Pasuk and the beginning of the second Pasuk, reading it as V'loyecha Chametz Hayoim, that only today, the first day of Pesach, was there an Isra to have Chametz, and again, that's referring to Pesach Mitzrayim, and therefore there's no question on Rav Shimon, because he darshens the Pasuk like Rabbi Yisrael Glili, and doesn't have to darshen like Rabbi Yehuda. We continue darshening, Loyer Alecha, the Pasuk says, now Yisrael Netanya, those that teach, Loyer Alecha, that when the Pasuk tells us this, it means, Lecha Inat Roya, Avol Roya At Lekvaya, that you're not allowed to have Chametz, you can't see it, it can't be in your possession if it's yours, but you could have it if it belongs to Gevaya, if it's Hashem's, meaning it belongs to the Beis HaMikdash, it's Hektish, so then you could have this chametz in your possession. However, istanai tane afil legvaya. Those that teach that even legvaya, even if it's not yours, it's hektish, you're still not allowed to have this chametz. Now we explain manda amar lecha inat raya, but raya at legvaya, that there's an issa for you to have your chametz. But if it's gvaya, as hektish, there's no problem. That's referring to the following b'shek dishay kaidim lebiuray, where he was makdashit before the chi of beer, and that means that it was already in hektish's rishos before it became usher to benefit from and eat from, and there was already a chi of beer, and so he's allowed to have it in his possession then. Whereas manda amar afil legvaya, according to manda amar, that there's an isser even to have hektish's chametz, that's referring to the following, where he was makdashit after zman beer, by then it's already not considered his, because he has isser hanah from it, he has to destroy it, so it's not really considered like he was makdashit, therefore it's also for him to have it in his possession. Now, Omar of Bon Barchia, Kumirab Zura, Tifter, he explains differently, how there's no discrepancy between the two different ways of explaining, that it's mutter, or it's asr to have hektish's chametz in your possession. When is it that we say that it's asr to have chametz hektish in your possession? Bekachim shuchai bachir yuson, it's regarding kachim, that a person is responsible for krib shimon, like krib shimon. We know there's two different types of kachim, one that you're responsible for, one that you're not. For example, if a person designates a particular animal as a karbon, that's something that's ain't a chayber chusin. He's not responsible for it. If something happens to it, it gets stolen or dies or gets lost, he doesn't have to replace it. But there's one that he is responsible for, that if something happens to it, he has to replace it. And according to krib shimon, it's considered to be in his rishos. So therefore, even though it's 100% hektish, it's still considered to be in his rishos. It's considered to be his to some extent. And that's the type of chametz that even though it's hektish, would be usher to have in his possession. We have another Joshua, lawyer L'cha, the Pasuk says, is to Tanya, those that teach, L'cha inat roya, but roya at palatia, you can't have your chametz in your possession, but if it's in the palatia, which is like the big public square, that's not a problem if your chametz is located there, whereas is to Tanya, those that teach, afil palatia, even if it's in the big public square, in the main thoroughfare, it's still usher. And we explain how it's not a stira, madar l'cha inat roya, but roya at palatia, that's not a problem if it's out in the public square, that's b'shiv kiroi koyim l'biroi, where he was mafkir's chametz before this man beer, so it's already not considered his, because it's already hefker before there's the iser, so there's no problem for it to be out there. Whereas Mad Amar Afilu Palatia, according to Mad Amar, that it's usser, even though it's out in the public thoroughfare, that's b'shiv kiroi lachar b'yuroi. It's where he was mafgirit after his man beer, and at that point in time, he's already not able to be mafgirit, because it's not really considered his due to the fact that there's an iser on it, and therefore, even though it's out in the Palatia, it's out in the main thoroughfare in the town square, there's still an iser of loyer l'cha. Now, we're not gars the next line of Amar of Bon Bar Chia, Tifter B'kachim V'gaymer, because I was really on the previous Gemara, and it doesn't fit over here. Now we continue discussing this. Hivker chametzai b'shloisha asar la'achar Pesach mahu on the 13th, which is erev Pesach before zman beer. It's before the time where he has to destroy it. He was mafker his chametz. What's its din after Pesach? Is he allowed to now be rezoicha in his chametz after Pesach and benefit from it, or maybe it's considered chametz sharvul Pesach and it's asar? So we have machlokes. Rabbi Yechon Amar asar, Rabbi Shimon Lakish Amar mutter. Rabbi Yechon says asar. We're going to see why that is on Amar Beis. And Rabbi Lakish says mutter. That's because he was mafker it. It's out of his rishus. It's not his anymore. So he's allowed to be rezoicha in it after Pesach. Now, Master Rabbi Yechon, Rabbi Shimon Lakish, Rabbi Yechon asks Rabbi Lakish, "Einat Maideli, don't you agree to me? Mishay Shai Sulaiman Shu Aser that from 6 hours and on, erev Pesach it's Aser." In other words, he's asking him, "You agree to me that if he wasn't mafkir as chametz erev Pesach, then after Pesach it's for sure Aser. Why? Because he was erev Bali Rabbi Matze. But why would that be Rish Lakish? Erev Pesach at Shay Shais, it's already Aser, making it like it's not in his Rishus, similar to Hefker. By the time Pesach actually comes in and there's a potential of being erev Bali Rabbi Matze, you should say that it's not his anymore for him to be erev because it's like it's Hefker. And since we don't say that, even you Rish Lakish agree to that, it must be that even when he's mafkir it, it still should be aser after Pesach." However, Tassanu Beis on top, Amr Le, Rish Lakish responded to him, "Taman Yisurei Garam Loi." Over there, when he wasn't mafkir it, it's just now Shei Shais, it's past Chatzais, Erev Pesach, and that's why it's somewhat out of his Rishos. That's because the Isser that you're not allowed to benefit from it, that's what caused it to be out of his Rishos. And Memelo, when we continue down the timeline into Pesach, where now there's a potential for Bali Rabbi Matze, we're able to say that it's still considered to be in his Rishos in as much that he's ever Bali Rabbi Matze. Whereas Hach over here, Maas Cholomemar, what are you able to say? Here, he himself was actively mafkir it, so that of course takes it out of his rishos. Therefore, it's not logical to say that it should be usher after Pesach. Now, continuing to discuss this, Amar Rabbi Yisrael Pinchas, Rabbi Yisrael told Rabbi Pinchas, "Nair at kadavin and asal Rabbi Yechanan Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Shimon Lakish Kremeir." Do you remember that we used to say that Rabbi Yechanan is like Rabbi Yisrael and Rabbi Lakish is like Kremeir? What's this referring to? So there's a machlokes Maseches Nedarim about two fellows, Reuven and Shimon. Reuven's usher to derive benefit from Shimon due to a neder, and the problem is that he's starving. He needs food. He has nothing to put in his mouth, and he's got to eat something. So Rav Meir says, no problem. All Shimon has to do is place food down on a rock, declare it Hefker, and now Reuven's allowed to take it. Whereas Rabbi Yossi assers this because he holds that Hefker is like a matana and remains in the owner's rishos until someone comes along and takes it. Therefore, when Reuven takes this food, it's as if he's receiving it from Shimon, even though Shimon was mafker it. It's still like Shimon's giving it to Reuven, and since Reuven's not a drive benefit from Shimon, this case is usser. Now, it seems to be like the same machlekes over here. Rish Lakish holds like Rav Meir that Hefker removes it completely from your rishos, and therefore, when a person's mafker the chametz erev Pesach, it's not his rishos anymore, and he's allowed to be rezoicha in it after Pesach. Whereas Rabbi Yechon holds like Rabbi Yossi that even though he was mafker his chametz, it's still considered in his rishos because no one else had taken it, and therefore matzei Pesach he cannot be rezoicha in it because it's considered like it was in his rishos the whole time, and it's chametz shalav Pesach. However, Rabbi Yossi continued telling Rabbi Pinchas, "Ein okein, it's really not like that. Originally, we used to compare Rabbi Yechon to Rabbi Yossi and Rish Lakish to Rav Meir, but it's really not so. And really, both agree in shitas Rav Meir. In case in Darm, there's no problem for Shimon to be mafkir his food and Reuven to be zaycha in it. El rather, what's the reason over here? Rabbi Yechon chashul arama, Rabbi Shimon Lakish loy chashul arama. Rabbi Yechon is chashul arama, Rish Lakish is not chashul arama. In other words, Rabbi Yechon over here, in the case of chametz, is chayshesh that when the person's mafkir it, he's not going to end up being mevatel at 100%, but he's going to claim that he was mevatel it, and then when he's rezaycha in his chametz after Pesach, it was really his the whole time because he wasn't really mevatel it, and that's a problem. Whereas Rish Lakish is not chayshesh for that, and that's our machlokes. Ask the Gemara Manaf Gubin Ehoin. What's the difference between these two different ways of understanding Shitas Rabbi Yechonon? Again, the first way of understanding is that Hefker doesn't actually remove it from the person's Rishos. It has to go to somebody else to be considered real Hefker. And the second explanation is that no, Hefker does remove it from your Rishos, it's just a Rechashi for Arama. So what's the practical not community between them? The answer is the case in the Mishnah of Nafla Alv Mapoiles. If Mapoiles, if some wall or something like that fell down on his Chametz and he's not able to get it, so he said, Ariokim Mavur, it's like it's completely been removed and it's not his anymore and he doesn't have to do anything more than that. He doesn't doesn't have to go searching for it to destroy it. So in this case, is he allowed to now dig it out of this pile of rubble after Pesach and benefit from it? So Manda Amar Rama Laskan Rama Vumotar. According to Manda Amar, the Rebbe Chaim doesn't allow a guy to be rezeicha in his hefker chametz after Pesach because of Arama. Well, over here, there's no Harama. What's the Arama? His wall fell down on the chametz and it's considered like Mavur 100%. There's no Chashash of Arama. So of course, he'd be allowed to dig it out from under the pile and take it after Pesach. Whereas Manda Amar Zechiah, according to Manda Amar Zechiah, Laskan Zechiah Vu Aser, over here, there's no Zechiah and it's Aser. Even though Hareu Kimavur, it's still not considered like it's in somebody else's Rishos in as much that he's allowed to take it after Pesach, and therefore here also he would not be allowed to take it after Pesach. Now we continue discussing this Hakol Moed, and everyone agrees Beger Shemes, that when a ger dies Ubezu Yisrael's Nechasov and Yidden took his property, that's okay. Manda Amar Harama Mutter Umanda Amar Zechiah Mutter. According to both Manda Amar of Harama and Zechiah, it's Mutter. We know that when a ger dies without Yarshim, his possessions are completely Hefker, and what the Gemara is telling us is that here both explanations from Yochanan would agree that the ger's chametz is Mutter, because when he had died, all of his chametz definitely is considered to have left his Rishos, even though no one was Zeicha in it yet, and there's no Harama here either, because again, the Ger died, so what's the Harama? And therefore, a different Yid, who's being Zeicha in this Ger's Nechasim after Pesach, has no problem with Chametz Shavuot of Pesach. Now we're going to get into another discussion, which we're going to have the beginning today, and continue on with the main part tomorrow, in which we're going to see what relevance it has to Chametz Shavuot of Pesach. So Gemara tells us, Tamantanin, over there, Mesach Zegitin, we have a Mishnah, Eved Shasoi Rabbi Apitiki Lacherim, a Eved who his master made him an Apitiki to others. What does this mean? So Apitiki actually is an acronym that stands for Apoi Tehe Kai. From here it shall stand. And this is the term used when something is designated to be used as payback for a loan. For example, Reuven borrowed money from Shimon, making his Eved as an Apitiki. So the Eved in some way is considered Shimon's because the Eved is Meshumet to Shimon. And the Mishnah tells us what happened. Vishichroi, and he freed him. We're going to see who freed him, but he freed him. So Shura Saden Eno Eved Chayev Klom. According to the strict letter of the law, the Eved doesn't have to pay anything. He's now completely free to go. He's not an Eved anymore, and he doesn't have to pay anything because somebody else freed him. However, Elam, Ibn Tikkun Olam, because of Tikkun Olam, which we're going to see later that the Tikkun Olam is, that we don't want somebody else calling him, hey, you're my Eved. We force his master to make him a free man and write him a Shtar Shechrer, V'Kosev Shtar Al Damav, and he writes a Shtar for his own money, which means, as we just said, that even though the Eved is free to go, he's not considered Eved anymore, still, we force the master to write him a Shtar Shechrer, so he has an official document stating that he's free. Now the Eved has to write a Shtar for his master that he owes him his value. That means now this former Eved has to go find himself a job and pay off the fact that he was set free. Now Shimon Gamliel Eimer, he argues and says, Einoi Kosev El Meshachrer, the Eved himself doesn't have to write a Shtar for his own value, meaning the Eved doesn't have to pay for this, rather the one who freed him has to pay for the fact that he freed him. Now this is very cryptic because we're not so sure what we're referring to, and that's what the Gemara asks, Mi Meshachrer, who exactly freed him over here? We're saying he was freed and then his master has to write him a Shtar. Who freed the Eved? So Rav Amarav says, Bein Rabbi Rishon, Bein Rabbi Achroin, it could be his first master or his last master. The first master is Reuven, the guy who actually owns him. The last master is Shimon, the one who has a shibud on this Eved. And that means that according to Rav, if Reuven freed him, the takana is for the Eved to write a shtar that he owes his own value to Shimon, because Shimon lost out over here due to the fact that he's not able to collect his debt from the Eved anymore. Whereas if Shimon freed him, again, it's Rabbi Achroin, the takana is for Reuven to free him as well, because Reuven's the real master, and here too, the Eved has to write a shtar paying his own value, but he's writing that shtar to Reuven, because again, Reuven is the one who's losing out, not Shimon. Shimon was the one who freed the Eved. However, Rabbi Yochanan argues that no, in Meshachar El Rabbi Rishon Belvad, the only one that's allowed to free this Eved is the first master. Reuven is his only real master who could free him, and when he does, the Mishnah is saying that the Eved really isn't chayv anything to Shimon, because he's not Shimon's Eved, but since there's a fear, as we explained, that Shimon's going to go around calling this guy his Eved, because he was originally Meshubah to Shimon, therefore the Takana is for Shimon to write a Shtar Shechera as well, that he's freed, and then the Eved in turn writes a Shtar for his value to Shimon. So it seems to be the Machlokes Rav and Rabbi Yochanan is whether Rabbi Achroin, Shimon, has the ability to free the Eved. Rav says yes, and Rabbi Yochanan says no. We're going to stop here for the day, but pick up tomorrow, continue to discuss this and see its relevance to Chametz. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.